B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Not going to waste any time. We've got our friend, Mr. Santana Moss, on the Rude Guest Hotline. Tana Man, what's up, bud?
What's going on, fellas?
What's it like for you, Tana, as an alum of the organization, to see them get to the NFC title game? How much are you allowing yourself to enjoy this?
I've been kind of trying to keep it steady. You know what I mean? I'm one of those guys, man. I'm never too high, never too low, and I'm always in the middle, and that's where I'm at now, man. But I really, you know, I said it coming into this season, I really have no high expectations on, you know, from the team. I wanted these guys to honestly go out there, and I wanted to let the coaching staff, you know, show us the team that they're going to be for the future. And I think every week I took that approach. So I don't want to change it now. You know, I'm superstitious as crap. Me and B always having fun with how superstitious I am. But I have that same kind of feeling now, man. I've been allowing them to really go out there and just show us, man, what they want and how bad they want it. And they've been doing it this far.
When you watch offensively, the way they're able to kind of work the ball short, they have that short passing game working, and then Jaden's able to find the deep shots. Like, the deep shot to De'Ami Brown was such a good,
great pass.
Great pass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think receivers must think when they get to play with Jaden Daniels?
Man, you know what? I think a few things that stands out to me. One, you got to give a lot of credit to Cliff Kingsbury for putting him in great positions. I think putting him in great situations. I think if you look at some of the situations that he's been involved in and these moments when he's getting those opportunities, you know, that's a lot of credit to Cliff just having the right kind of formula for him to be able to be, you know, exceptional in. And then, two, it's him. You know, him finding the right person. I think his decision-making is way beyond being a rookie. He's made clutch decisions, man, in critical times, under pressure, in moments of games where you don't normally see a guy, you know, in that situation respond that way at his, I guess you can say, you know, this young in the game. So I give credit to both. I give a lot of credit to Cliff for, you know, the situations he's putting him in. And then I got to give the rest of the credit to Jaden for having an answer. He's found a way that no matter what they've thrown at him, no matter what they do to try to put him in that situation of trying to punk him at times, he gets up, man, smile on his face and go out there and go at him again.
I'm just putting this on your radar because I know how you and I both get when we have some referees going the other way.
Yeah.
The referees from the Saints game are the ones refereeing this game this week.
Wow.
Yeah. The one that stopped the clock. And mm-hmm. Also we found out that they're 6-0 when they referee. But you know what? That curse is going to be broken. That's what I feel.
No doubt. No yeah. doubt.
The Eagles are 6-0 like with this group.
Man. And I think for the most part, people, like I said before, man, a week ago, you know, whether you want to call it house money or not, man, this team is playing and showing you what you can do when you're coached well as these guys have been coached. So I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm just going to say, man, those guys are going to be mentally and physically prepared and screw the refs. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't have our back all year, so I ain't looking forward for no refs to come in there and have our back this game. So we gonna handle business just like we've been handling it without the refs and all.
Yep.
Tana, you are close to the team. I mean, you and Brian do all the game day stuff. You're out at the park a couple days a week. What do you think the vibe is for this team, knowing they're going up to Philly, knowing they've – how much does it help knowing they've already beat the Eagles this year?
You know what, man? I have to think that with the coaching staff being as cool as they are and understanding that every moment, understanding how to have these guys prepared and ready for every moment, I can tell you that they probably all geeked. You know, you saw them after the, you know, that game in Detroit, how geeked they was. You saw a lot of stuff on social media. But I'm sure they left that in Detroit. And I'm pretty sure they brought a lot of that spirit with them back home. But, you know, now it's time to prepare. Now it's time to get ready to go out here and really, you know, have something to be excited about. So I'm sure the staff is going to have these guys, you know, tone that down a little bit, you know. When it's over, when they're in the building, it's focus time. It's time to, you know, buy into this game plan and make sure that we're ready. Now, we could be excited. We could be overly excited and act like we've never been here because a lot of guys probably haven't been in this situation. Or we can, you know, I guess you can say hone in on some of the things that we have to get better at.
Yeah.
And then go out there and play the kind of game that we want to play, a flawless game, so we can come home with a W, and then now we definitely have a reason to be excited.
What is one of those things you think we have to do to make sure we get a victory?
I think more so than anything is slowing down your boy, Saquon Barkley. I think that's going to be to me the biggest factor of, you know, what we do defensively, is making sure we can tone him down from having so many those big explosive plays. I think if you tone that down a little bit, be able to slow that down from him, now you force Hurts to go out there and beat you with his arm. And this year, it's been hard. He holds on to the ball. And, you know, when we went into that Tampa game, that's the first thing we said about Baker. Now, we had our hands on Baker in week one, but couldn't bring him down. And when you saw that game, the outcome of that game, although it came down to them having a turnover in the game, but when you look at what Baker was doing, he wasn't as effective with his legs. And I think that's what had them, you know, that's what made that game lopsided in week one. So you go back to what we did to Hurts both times. You know, the second time we played Hurts, he tried to run. He had two key explosives because he felt like that's what we was giving him. And we tattooed him and knocked him out of the game. I think that's what he leans on when he can't really see, you know, where to throw the ball to. So we got to make him and force him to try to run with that ball, because I don't think he want to do that, especially coming into this game, knowing what happened to him last time.
For sure. Talking with Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Santana on Instagram at 82-9. How healthy do you think Hurts is going into this thing? He hasn't been right a lot of this year.
And he
year.
Didn't in that game. He got twisted.
He got twisted up pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man, fellas. You know, I look at it like this. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who cares, man? It's one of them games, man. I don't care. I don't care if your mama lined up on the field, but you don't get it. That's how I look at it. I'm glad I'm not playing. I was just telling Logan and, you know, Fred, like, even though I'm a receiver, a small receiver, these are the games when my right there started getting active. I started going in there, throwing my head in there at safeties and linebackers just to see who wanted more. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been in this situation, fellas, so I wouldn't know how to react. I wouldn't know how to act, actually. But I can just tell you one thing. The games I have played in, I played in the divisional rounds three times in my year. And trust me, man, I left it all on the field. So just to see these guys make it at this point in their career, this early with this new regime, man, I care if you're healthy or not, man. I'm leaving it all on the field, and I'm pretty sure those guys had that same mindset.
I believe it, Tana. It is remarkable kind of how much they've gotten hot at the right time and just have this belief in each other. And I think it starts with being well coached and putting a good roster together. And then when you get play like that from a quarterback, it changes an organization, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely remarkable, man. I think one of the things that stand out the most is we talk so much about having that quarterback, and we can't, you know, I try to, you know, tone down of me praising him so much, because it's just phenomenal just to see some of the things that he does week in and week out, man. But, you know, just think about how many years we've been looking for that guy.
Yep.
And to honestly see, you know, us get as far as we've gotten in year one with Jaden, man, it's just been unreal, man. So, you know, hats off to us really going out there and getting a good quarterback. And I just laugh about it now, because I'm listening to all those gurus and those drafts specialists that talk about, oh yeah, well, he does this, but I would take Drake May, and I would take this guy, and I would take this guy. I wonder if they're saying that now.
Oh, some of them probably are, because, you know, they don't want to be proven wrong.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. That'd be laughable. Tana, the only real hiccup coming out of that Detroit game was Sam Cosmi getting injured. Cosmi's a great dude and really well-liked and played really well. I also thought Trent Scott was pretty damn good against the Lions when Cosmi went out. What does an injury like that to an offensive lineman do to an offense going into such a big game?
That's a great question, man. Honestly, I wish I had a good answer for you, man. But all I can say is, man, training them boys got to come with it. You know, Jaden Collar is a force to be reckoned with, man. And if we ain't planning on double teaming him, you know, good luck. So that's all I can say about that. This guy is phenomenal, man. When I say, you know, they had a stat that came out the other day that anytime he's double teamed, it's no sacks, no pressures. But when not double teamed, he had eight or more pressures alone in that game. So
that's crazy.
That is ridiculous, man. That is unreal. So, like I said before, I know for a fact it's already tough not having Cosme, you know, lining up. But I'm sure, you know, me and B-Men talk about this so much, you know, ad nauseum. You know, it's the next man up. And I know whether it's Trent Scott or anybody else, they're going to be ready. They understand, you know, what this game means to their career and this year. So they're going to be ready. So I'm gonna be ready to watch whoever's in that spot because I know they know that they got to bring their hard hat dealing with that dude.
Yeah, I know. Basically, like when Cosme went out early enough to where Trent played a lot of that game and had great success because I know when it happened, I walked over to JP and we were trying to figure out who they were going to put in.
Right.
Well, they quickly put Trent in there.
Right.
And he stayed in, which tells me they knew he would be prepared and be ready. And I'm sure they're confident going into this week as well. And like you stated, if that stat is there, I'm sure Dan and his crew know that. Their analytics people know it. He going to get double-teamed a lot then.
Trent Scott ended up playing 61% of the snaps against the Lions.
So and played well.
It was like mid-second quarter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner, man, we appreciate you, dude. Thank you for making
brother,
time.
Man.
I know you're busy.
All right, fellas. Take care.
All right, bro.
The great Santana Moss on the Rude Guest Hotline. When we come back, we're going to Philly. Dave Zangaro gets us up to speed on what's happening with the Eagles.